A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast episode number 110. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. In the late 1970s, the Chinese government seemed to be opening a new and more liberal era. The years before were horrific, as Mao urged his Red Guards to harass and kill the imagined challenges to his communist rule. Then things seemed to change. Nixon, he goes to China, and economic reforms along with foreign investment take hold. But progress, it comes slowly, and students in the 1980s in a number of cities protest this slow pace of change, a change they devoted themselves to. There's an old Chinese saying, patience, when teased, often transforms into rage, and rage is coming to the capital of China. There's now a mass rally in the summer of 1989. Students and workers flock to Tiananmen Square in the heart of Beijing. For 6 weeks, the square becomes a giant camp. As many as 1 million people, a true beacon of hope for a democratic China. At first, the Communist Party leadership hesitates to act. The party leaders, they fear that if they send in the army to end the demonstrations, the army might take the students' side. But the government formulates a plan. Their answer, it's to bring in troops from distant garrisons. They would not be swayed by the protesters. The demonstrators are told to go home, or else the troops, they'll open fire. Now, above the noise of the crowd, gunfire is heard. In the back of the square, students had made a village of tents. They hold on to each other, telling one another they're afraid. When asked by reporters what will happen to them, they have only one answer. We will die. But the camp at night becomes very dark. An armored personnel carrier suddenly appears, running over students. The students strike back. They use Molotov cocktails, setting the vehicle on fire. The crowd cheers the victory. There's the smell of burning gasoline, and everyone pushes to get to the vehicle. Now, the warning goes out over the loudspeakers. One last plea by the army to leave the square. Then rifle fire is heard. Here's a witness who reports what she saw firsthand.
I felt like I was watching some terrible opera. But the odd thing was then after a little while, like 40 minutes, an hour, people would gather their nerve again and crawl back to the corner and start screaming at the soldiers. And then the commander would eventually give another signal, and the soldiers would raise their rifles again, and the people would go, oh my God, and they'd run away, and they'd shoot more in the back. And this went on more than half a dozen times in the day. It was, to me, unbelievable. The soldiers shot everybody, doctors, nurses, rescuers, everybody was being shot at.
The images of the army's attack would shock the world. In Russia, Gorbachev says he's saddened by the government's reaction. He asked the Chinese to follow his lead and change their political system. As you can expect, the American government denounced what happened as a massacre. In 3 short weeks, Congress imposes economic sanctions. It's a response to this very brutal human rights violation. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.